better. Yeah? Yeah, it's kind of better, isn't it? The light? Yeah, it's more ominous. A little darker. I'm going to graduate. You know, I don't want to take you from yesterday, the happy, happy video, and bring you down to the abyss in one day. So I'm going to gradually descend into darkness. Hello, everyone. This is Martin Zender. I finished yesterday by saying something that I realized I shouldn't have said. So I hope nobody's been like wrestling over this in the last 24 hours. I said Jesus' resurrection was done in a corner, his death and resurrection. But what I meant, it was only relatively compared to the two witnesses. The death of the two witnesses definitely doesn't occur in a corner. They are viewed by the entire world at Walmart. So Jesus' resurrection, death and resurrection, only a handful were there. There was not a tomb cam that captured him rising from the dead, as there will be. Thus, the priesthood lied about him. They said that his disciples had come and stolen his body. And of course, this story is told by the Jews today. Jesus wants it this way. I don't know why. Well, yes, of course I know why. Because he's hardened Israel's heart. He makes it easier for their heart to be hard following the death of Christ, because no one was there when Jesus opened his eyes, walked out of the tomb. By the time he had walked out, then Mary Magdalene wandered along with the burial spices, thought he was the gardener. Unbelievable. He said, no, nice try, but I'm the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the one that you saw crucified. So this is why the two witnesses testifying, dying, and being raised is to the Jews at this time more powerful than the resurrection of Christ. Obviously, it wasn't too powerful for them because none of them believe. Okay, you have your believing Jews, completed Jews. I understand that. But this thing is going to be done so publicly that no one will be able to deny it. And this finally makes an impression on the people, and great fear falls upon them, and there's an earthquake that occurs. Let's compare that. I want to compare that as well. I'm going to talk about Lazarus too here in a moment, but I want to compare the earthquake that occurs with the darkness that descended at our Lord's death. I'm comparing our Lord's death and resurrection with the death and resurrection of the two witnesses. Don't try this at home. This is a very dangerous expedition into truth. And after the 3 days and a half, the spirit of life out of God entered into them, and they stand on their feet, the two witnesses do, and great fear falls on those beholding them. Finally, and they hear a loud voice out of heaven saying to them, ascend here. Now, the debate is this loud voice. Was it like the loud voice that the Apostle Paul heard only and his companions didn't hear it? Or what is this going to be heard? I like to think it's going to be heard. Ascend here. I like it because everything's going to be visible now that was invisible before. Why not? I think it's going to be heard by everyone. And they ascended into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies behold them. I like that. You know I like that. And in that hour occurred a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city falls. Now we're talking. Now we're impressing these stubborn and stiff-necked people. And there were 7,000 names of the men killed in the earthquake. Doesn't say anything about the women, probably more. But 7,000, that's an epic number. It's the number of perfection. And God and Christ, through this earthquake, are perfecting their finish of the humans' ascent and assault on Jerusalem, because this city has been wrangled over, wrestled over for centuries, and everybody thinks they own it. Different factions think they have the deed to Jerusalem. No, God holds the deed on Jerusalem, and look what he does. The city breaks into 10 parts. No, a tenth of the city falls. Well, a tenth of the city. Yeah, I like the 10 parts thing better, but that's not true. I misread that. A tenth of the city falls. And again, you remember that we see a third and a third and a third. Now we see a tenth. Because I believe this is why. Call me crazy. I don't know. I think it's so practical. I don't know why this stuff can't be practical. This city within months is going to be the habitation of the former resurrected saints. the resurrected saints that are coming forth after Jesus descends on the Mount of Olives. So he's not going to wreck the city he's going to come and inhabit. So it's very practical. A tent, crumble, crumble. Okay, that's enough. Makes an impression. 7,000 men die in the earthquake. Boing. Now they're paying attention. And so the city is not as devastated as the rest of the world is, because there we have a third of everything. And so there's where the nations are going to go. They're going to be rebuilding things. Every mountain will have fallen. We know there's going to be a great earthquake. We know the waters are going to be fouled. And so this particular earthquake shatters a tenth of the city of Jerusalem, enough to make an impression. More of an impression than the darkness that came on the land on Jesus' death. All the people did was they got scared and they went home. Some of them beat their breasts, that's true. But no one was killed. No one was killed. Because comparatively, the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ happened more in a corner than this, the resurrection, the death and resurrection of the two witnesses. That's why we know God's bringing this thing to an end. If he had done this when Jesus was raised, it would have come to an end then, because everybody would have been, wow, yes, that's it. But he gives subtle hints. The temple veil rents. Look at that difference. Instead of a tenth of the city of Jerusalem being rent, the veil of the temple is rent. It's still a sign, but it's not exactly overkill, is it? No, it's an understatement. So, same thing with the earthquake. The earthquake is definitely more of an impression than the darkness. They just went, and then went home. Scared. They were scared. But this is death. So now we're seeing the end of the eon. Now, to Lazarus. Jesus Christ, this whole idea of that death is a part of the final testimony of the two witnesses. I like this because, now I'm not saying death is not an enemy, not saying that, it still is an enemy, but it's part of God's processes, because unless a seed falls into the earth and die, it remains alone, but if it does go into the earth and die, it brings forth much fruit. And we know that death is a prerequisite of resurrection, except for us, we're the generation that are going to be snatched away. Until that time, death did not end the career per se of the two witnesses. It was part of their career because God was not finished. He knew he was going to raise them. And so with us, death is a part of life. We've heard this even from worldly people, and it is a part of life. It's a necessary part of life. That's one reason we don't fear it. But the main reason we don't fear it is because we know that there is a resurrection. God talks about it through Paul in Romans 6. If we are of the death of Christ, we'll be of the resurrection. We were entombed together with him. We shall be of the resurrection also. Read all of Romans chapter 6 if you need encouraged about the fact of your future resurrection. And so we see Lazarus. Jesus waits for Lazarus to die, waits for him to die, purposely stalls going back so that he could be glorified in bringing Lazarus to life. This is why the two witnesses lay in the street for 3.5 days. Oh, somebody wrote me and wanted to know, Zender, why do you say that the two witnesses are men? You're assuming that the two witnesses are men. You're saying they're average Joes, they're two schmucks. Where does it say that they're men? And I had to admit, I assumed that they were men, because 144,000 were men. They said, well, average Joe, what about an average Jane? And I said, what about a run-of-the-mill Rita or a normal Norma? Yeah, it's possible. I suppose one of the two witnesses could be a woman. That would be astounding. I would like to see it. No, it's not astounding, because I don't think women are capable of that, because, as I told you, God's using two schmucks. So if you're going to force me to make one of the two witnesses a woman, you're going to force me to say that this woman is a schmuck. And I, with Ronald Reagan, declare to you that equal rights only degrade women. Why do women want equal rights when it only degrades them? We have them on a pedestal. They want to be wrestling with the office copy machine like the rest of us. And it's like, it's not that women don't belong in the workplace. They're way above the workplace. Never mind. Women should have equal pay. Of course, women should have equal opportunities, of course. But in seeking these opportunities, they're taking themselves off the pedestal that we men, okay, I'll speak for myself, that I have put them upon. And I think it's basically a tragedy. So is one of the two witnesses a woman? Is it run-of-the-mill Rita? It could be, because it doesn't say. So there's Jesus waiting for Lazarus to die, and this is why the two witnesses lay in the street for 3.5 days, because it just emphasizes it. And now we're going to film them, film at 11, the two witnesses, and that just emphasizes it all the more, so you can see that it's part of his plan. Likewise, your death, should you die, but we're not going to die 5 minutes away from the snatching away. You wait 5 minutes. Yeah, this show will be over, then you wait 3 more minutes. You can handle that, right? Concerning your loved ones who have died, that's part of their plan. It's part of their plan. That's comforting to me when I see what God does with these two witnesses. Now, I should have been telling you all along here. I got more to say on that, I think. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, my gosh. I do. About resurrections now being fake. God, maybe I'll talk to you about tomorrow. No, I'm definitely going to talk to you about that tomorrow. But in the meantime, what are these two witnesses talking about while they're prophesying the 1,260 days? They're talking about, I believe, it doesn't say, so I'm conjecturing here, is that they talked about the same thing Paul talked about when he was converted. That is, they're talking about how Jesus is the Christ. They're talking about the Messiah. They're watching this show on their little streaming devices, and they're understanding some of the stuff, and then they're telling it to their constituents. They're telling it to their brethren according to the flesh, I'm half joking about that. Why did I say half? And they're also testifying against the wild beast and his cronies, because there's a double-edged witness here, as with Paul. He spoke the truth, he wanted to convince and to convict, and then he also, that's a two-edged sword, because you can fall in either way of the truth. You can become hard to it, and it becomes a testimony against you, or you accept it. So the two witnesses are talking about Christ, they're testifying of the messiahship of Christ, they're convincing some stragglers among the Jews that Jesus is the Christ, that he's coming soon. They're rehearsing this entire prophecy. No doubt they're pointing to the scriptures. This is a cool thing. Follow this. They're pointing to the scriptures and saying, you see where this says the two witnesses come? They're holding the New Testament, the book of Revelation. Even the King James Version would work here, but I'm thinking they have a concordant version of the New Testament. Why not use the most accurate version around? And they're pointing out and says, we are the fulfillment of this prophecy. I mean, they got 3.5 years to say something. What else are they going to say? They're going to declare Jesus is the Christ. They're going to say, what took you so long? They're going to testify against the Nimrods who don't accept Jesus Christ even after this. They're going to point to the scriptures showing their own involvement in the prophecy. We're the fulfillment of this prophecy. Here it is. It's written, and here we are. It's coming like a real-time phenomenon. And possibly, I don't, this is way out there. Possibly. I doubt it. Possibly they could be speaking of Paul and the snatching away of the body of Christ into celestial realms. Why do I say that? I have no flipping clue.